boxes down, 20 to go. These are all so heavy. Why do we have so much stuff? Oh, what? Why do I have so much stuff? We have the same amount of stuff. Yeah, it's like 50-50. Okay, 60-40. You can still back out, you know. Find a different roommate. Someone with less stuff. Hey, maybe you can call up Milo and ask him if he wants to be roommates with you again. You can move in with him and his girlfriend. And neither one of them will probably be home much because they'll both be out cheating on each other. Is that a no? You're sticking with me? Good decision. I can't believe Milo and Winnie are still together. Isn't that, I mean, how? They may still be together and moving in together, but I doubt they're both happy. I'd rather be alone than unhappy, you know? Crazy how the timing just worked out perfectly. I mean, he told you he was moving in with his girlfriend, just as I'm moving out of my own place, and we both need new roommates at the same time. It's almost like it was fate. Are you excited about our new place? I definitely am. I mean, look at this. So much natural light, great location. And obviously, I'm stoked to be roommates with one of my best friends in the whole entire world. You know, I remember when I first suggested that we become roommates, and you said that it would be weird. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. What exactly did you mean by that? Okay. See, I thought you meant that it would be weird because, like, it would be almost like we're a couple. I mean, is that not what it's gonna be like? We'll be eating breakfast together, probably, grocery shopping together, sharing the same shower. Right, but we won't be sharing the same bed. So we're basically like my parents. No, really, yeah, that's kind of like my parents. Anyway, sorry, my parents' marriage problems are not funny. by the way, there's something I kind of need to tell you. It's not that serious, I promise. It's just that I probably should have mentioned it before we, decided to become roommates, but I guess I forgot. Trust me, it's not a big deal. Basically, sometimes I sleepwalk. Yeah. It's never been, like, a huge issue or anything. I mean, sometimes I knock into things, but I've never, like, walked out the front door into oncoming traffic. I don't know. I feel like it's probably important that I tell you, just in case you hear me banging around in the kitchen in the middle of the night or something. Is there anything you can do? Well, yeah, if you could walk me back to my bed, that would be awesome. Yeah, thanks. That's what my parents used to do. Sometimes, when I was really little, back when they slept in the same bed, sometimes I would sleepwalk into their room and they would just let me sleep in their bed with them. When I was like 4 or something. Yeah, it was kind of sweet. Yeah, anyway, walking me back to my room would be great. And I might be kind of muttering nonsense, in which case, don't listen to anything I say. More than likely, I'll just look really dazed and out of it. Okay, sounds good. Sorry, I didn't mean to make it, like, into this big thing. I don't want to burden you. It's really not a big deal. And it doesn't happen that often, so. Okay. Should we keep unpacking? Alright, let's go. Oh my gosh, did we? No, wait, we didn't. I think I would remember if we... Oh, I must have sleepwalked. Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. How long have I been in here? Did I sleep here the entire time? Bad. Okay, it's fine. I'll just get out of bed very, very slowly and pray that you don't wake up. Ow! Shit. Ow. Hi. Sorry. Just go back to sleep. It's okay. Give me a second. My foot really hurts. Nothing, I just, banged it on your bed. I'm okay. What am I doing in your room? That's a very good question. I may have sleepwalked into here last night. At least I think that's what happened. I mean, that's the safest assumption. Yeah, this has never happened before. I mean, the sleepwalking, yes, and the getting into someone else's room, also yes, but never, anyway, I'm really, really sorry. I swear it won't happen again. I'll put bars behind my door. Or I guess you could lock your door, so I can't get in. That would probably make more sense. What? You don't mind it? Okay. Still, I mean, this is really awkward. Yeah, I know, it is funny, you're right. It's just, wow, this is the second time I've accidentally crawled into your bed. Well, yeah, the first time wasn't sleepwalking. That was whatever that was. You sure you're not, like, upset? I'm pretty sure I used your arm as a pillow the entire night. Oh, your arm hurts? Okay, yeah, that's probably why. Sorry. Yeah, I know I said that already. Well, I'm just gonna, I'll leave your room and you can go back to sleep, okay? Okay. Ow, it happened again. Ouch. I'm okay. I hit my knee. I really, really hate your bed. it's comfortable and everything, but I think it's out to get me. What? Sit down? I woke you up. I feel bad. I can just go back to my room. Unless I die trying to get out of here. Okay, I guess I'll sit. Sorry. Right, sorry, I'll stop apologizing. Sorry. Did I sleep well? Yeah, I did. Did you? So you had no idea that I was in your bed, did you? Right, otherwise you would have probably kicked me out of your bed. You wouldn't have? I don't know if I believe that. Are you serious? If you saw me in the middle of the night, sleeping right next to you, crushing your arm, you wouldn't push me out of bed. Okay, then you're a really, really nice person. Would I kick you out of bed? Like, if I woke up and you had sleepwalked into my room? No, I don't think I would. Well, I guess I'm also a very, very nice person. Or because your arm makes for a really good pillow. It does. And you're very much cuddle material. Cuddle material. Yeah, it means like you're a good person to cuddle. I told you that when we first met and I climbed into your bed. I'm pretty sure I said that. Okay, well, I was thinking it. That was my first impression of you. Yeah, that you're cuddleable. What was your first impression of me? Well, yeah, apart from what is this crazy girl doing in my bed late at night? You thought I was, what, intimidating? Intimidating? How so? Oh, in a good way. Okay, it doesn't really sound like a compliment. Okay, well, in that case, thank you. I guess I'll take that over loony, crazy, psychotic. If I woke up to an absolute stranger snuggling into me, I would 100% think that they're clinically insane. What? You didn't mind it the first time either? Well, yeah, I guess apart from feeling totally embarrassed, I guess I didn't really mind it either. In fact, it was probably one of the best things to ever happen to me. Well, yeah. If I hadn't accidentally snuck into your room, I mean, I meant to sneak into your room, but you know what I mean. If I hadn't accidentally climbed into the wrong bed, we never would have met. And maybe I'd even still be with that asshole Milo. I'm really, really glad that I climbed into the wrong bed. in a lot of ways, I think that your bed was the right bed. Yeah, and ever since that night, I also can't help but think that maybe I was with the wrong person. I mean, let's face it, obviously I never should have been with someone like Milo. You know, I should have been with someone like you. It always should have been you. I wish that I had met you before I met him, you know? You know, I may never be able to leave this bed. Yeah, after those injuries that I sustained trying to leave it, I might have to just stay here forever.